Comeback Little Sheba first hit the Broadway stage in 1950. Then, by 1952, it turned into an Academy Award-winning movie starring Burt Lancaster and Shirley Booth.
Are you sorry you married me?
Of course not.
I mean, are you sorry you had to marry me?
We were never going to talk about that, baby.
I was told that by someone else that Inge is done everywhere, not locally. And I felt that he was avoided locally. And I love the play.
Joseph Natale is directing the play at the New Phoenix Theater in Buffalo.
I've always felt that Inge, the author, was never looked upon as a great dramatist, although I think he is. In his biography, his biographical information is that he was always trying to get where Tennessee Williams was, and he felt he never made it. But I think he did in different ways.
And indeed in different ways. Inge's work expanded to other famous and award-winning movies like Bus Stop, Picnic, and Splendor in the Grass.
Though nothing can bring back the hour of Splendor in the Grass, Glory in the Flower, we will grieve not.
Natale is also directing his own wife, Kelly Bocock Natale. She plays the lead role of Lola. She most recently directed Peter Pan at the New Phoenix, but she's also played many roles on stage. Perhaps, though, this is the most dramatic role for Bocock Natale, contrasting some past comedic roles and her one-woman show as Sophie Tucker several years ago.
It is different for me. I haven't done anything like a dramatic role in years. So I'm excited about doing it and terrified at the same time.
So who exactly is Lola?
She's a woman in her 40s who is going through, you know, the marriage is stale. Her husband is a recovering alcoholic, and she's had a lot of disappointment in her life, and she's just trying to live every day. So I think people can identify with that.
And then they have a younger woman come into their lives.
Exactly. They have Marie, who is a boarder, and she's in college, and she's everything that Lola wishes she was still.
It is a role Bocock Natale says she has longed to portray for many years, but first had some maturing to do.
When you've done theater as long as I have, which now I can say a long time, you start relying on dare I use the term, bag of tricks. You become known in the city for singing and making people laugh, and which I love. Also, I'm really more known as a director than as an actress. So to challenge myself with this has been exciting.
What Kelly said, ditto.
Longtime Buffalo actor Richard Lambert is playing Lola's husband, Doc.
She also said, the phrase was bag of tricks. But as I'm 53 now, I'm not doing the same kind of performance that I did 25 years ago. And having Kelly as a friend for all of these years, there's a certain shorthand that we share as well. So it's great to be on stage with her and to do some of those wonderful dramatic and funny things as well. I mean, basically the show is built around the character of Lola. So poor Kelly has the bulk of the time on stage, the text on stage, the all the does.
Talk about that level of age, and both of you have mentioned that. It's also the maturity that needs to be there for these roles.
Yes. Well, it certainly is. I mean, it's the couple has been together for about 20 years. They've been through a lot. It was sort of, I'm not sure how much of the plot do we reveal, that they've gotten together because of a connection they made earlier. They were sort of sweethearts young, made what they refer to as a mistake earlier, and thought there was going to be an addition to the family. So they went ahead and married.
Lambert and Bocock Natale both sum up the playwright's work as providing them with new acting and staging challenges beyond their past theater performances.
I, like Kelly in some ways, I love to make an audience laugh. I love to make an audience cry with large gestures, bigness. Joe is always yelling at me his big note so far. It's too much. It's too loud. Come on, take it down.
And for director Joseph Natale, he says his challenge is revealing the story of Lola and Doc, little by little, slowly unraveling the past sufferings of the couple and unleashing one of the most touching scenes of the play.
It's beautiful because after a horrendous attack on Lola, Doc gets sent to a hospital, and when he comes home again, the final scene in the play is heartbreaking. for me as a director and as a viewer, a reader, a viewer of the show.
In the end, not all wounds are healed between Lola and Doc. Many questions remain unanswered. But Natalie says that's the clinching beauty of Inge's writing, because in real-life dramas, there are sometimes no clear answers. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.